This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Tuesday that feels a whole lot like a Monday. Hope your Labor Day holiday weekend was just swell. Everything hunky-dory for you. My father-in-law is down at the St. Mary's Hospital at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. He's far enough away where I can say this now. If he was here within earshot, I'd be in big trouble already. But so my wife has been down there for a week with him, and her siblings are making their way down there, and everybody's trying to get him better. But for those of you that know Barry Hammerlick from all those years at the University of North Dakota, Quamley Hall there, do me a favor and keep him in your prayers. We'll give him a little boost here. Get out of there. Crying out loud. Too many people I'm praying for in hospitals right now. The fellow by the name of Christopher Larson is another one who's a legend up in Grafton, North Dakota. And for years and years and years, he would do the public address there. I remember one time I was doing the public address at Ingolstadt Arena, and he sent a note and said, could I ever just hang out with you while you're doing the public address? I'm like, of course. Come on, let's do it. He's in a wheelchair, so, you know, he wheeled up right next to me and did it and got the bug, and now he has been doing a lot of games up in Grafton over the years. He's fighting one heck of a health battle. Problems with his lungs and just really in a battle of all battles. His mom has been posting things on Facebook, so I'm keeping updated there. And so if you know Christopher Larson up in Grafton, there's another one for your prayer list. Appreciate
it. So you're not supposed to mention this stuff at the radio, and yet I hope these people don't have smartphones because, you know, we have an iHeart app. The show goes on, so.
Well, I think it's okay.
You can hear it in Norway. Okay.
No, but nobody said not to mention it. And, you know, I know how that is. Sometimes you just, you know, you don't want to do it. But I know that my father-in-law, he is, he had a pacemaker put in. And something went bad with the pacemaker. It, you know, however it was installed improperly. And he was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And finally they go to Mayo and they say, well, the lead was not in there, right? And something's wrong. So, you know, they fixed it now. They just got to get him healthy again. But in the meantime, while he was battling with this, he had to have like a, you know, kind of a walker chair deal. Not a full-fledged walker, but like a walker chair just to help him, you know, get around because he was falling and very weak, right? And so it was his 60th wedding anniversary. He and Agnes had their wedding anniversary. And he, as they're taking pictures, you know, just adorable pictures, all kinds of fun photos. We had a fun little event. He barks out, no Facebook! So, you know how that is. Because he didn't want any Facebook because he was sitting on his little walker chair there. Thing. So, and I get it. I know. I understand. I don't think anybody anywhere on the planet begrudges any of it when you're under the weather. That happens, right? It's just, you know, you always want, well, for one, that's that generation doesn't want any fuss over them. No fuss, right, Todd? I don't, you know, just, they're fine. Don't need it. No, don't do a thing.
Thank you. As opposed to what we're raising now, which is going to need to be fussed?
Me. Gimme, yeah, bring it on.
I want more fuzz.
Yeah,
I'm a snowflake and I'm melting.
So anyway, we were down at Mayo over the weekend,
well, Teddy and I had fun. It was a great day here yesterday on What's in Your Mind.
Good. He's the best. Yeah, that's Joe Wiegand is just he's a treasure. He really is. We're so lucky to have him in North Dakota.
No, we never saw Joe. We just had Teddy.
You had Teddy the whole time? Wow.
Yeah.
So Joe is this world-class Teddy Roosevelt impersonator, do they call it? What's the correct term?
Yeah.
He does some really incredible talented show that brings Teddy back to life. And he's just a historian himself and has some great knowledge. So that was fun. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me on that, Todd, that Teddy Roosevelt himself was the host of What's on Your Mind yesterday. We love those first on the program. All right, so here's what I want to tell you. What I know about the Donald Trump visit is a little bit more than I did when I left the airwaves on Friday when this was all coming together quickly. I have not been told this officially, but I see the writing on the wall that this event is not going to be open to the public. Because if there was a way for you to get tickets, if you really need to know by now, more than likely. So I don't, and he's done one other policy address on tax reform. That was in Missouri, and that was closed to the public. Okay? So I think they're going to do a series of these where they go to particular industries that would be impacted, talk about the jobs they would create, and they are closed to the public. So there'll be a small group of tickets available that obviously the company themselves and others, Congressman Cramer, Senator Hoeven, and I would imagine North Dakota Petroleum Council and other host groups that will have the ability to have some of their members there. But it's not going to be open to the public. And I have
got to control the chaos somehow, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, by that you mean on how the tickets that they do have would be distributed, you mean?
Well, you could end up with an infinite number. I don't know about you, Scott, but I think just about everybody I know has hit me up. Hey, how do I get tickets? How do I get it was announced, like we already knew and we're just going to hold. They're not going to tell us because otherwise that's going to leak. You got to control the leaks.
No, I think that's, again, this is how it worked in Missouri, so I assume that's how it's going to work here. It is disappointing. I understand why they do it, and, when you're rolling out a policy, the president is going across the country. He's picking states where you've got, senators that are in some measure of political trouble. That's how you pressure them, right? So if he comes here and he has a lot of wind at his back on tax reforms, hard for Heidi Heitkamp to say no, like she has on so many things, repeal and replace of Obamacare, repeal Barack Obama's onerous energy regulations, going along with the Obama administration on the Iran deal, right down the list, tougher for her to do that and play the same game that she's played when there is a great deal of support for it. So that's really what it's about. It's about making the case for tax reform in a state where you've got a vulnerable senator. Happened in Missouri, it's happening here. You can do that with a small group at a business. You'll get a lot of news coverage out of it. It's just how politics works. They accomplish their goal, right? And logistically, it obviously is easier than a major large event, which requires a lot of Secret Service and a lot of advance work and, all of that. So, but it still disappoints me because I know that this is a state that thinks a lot of the 45th President of the United States and would love an opportunity to see him. Now, here's what I would encourage you to do. There's two ways you could take this news, that it's not open to the public and you're not going to get a ticket. Okay? You could sort of just pout, stay home, watch a little coverage and not be happy. Or you could be bold and just come to Bismarck Mandan tomorrow and know that the President of the United States is coming in, and if it's just seeing Air Force One land, that's pretty darn cool. That in of itself is pretty darn cool. There's plenty of good vantage points out around the airport where you could see Air Force One come in, Air Force One leave. All right? There are public areas around the airport that you could go and get a vantage point. I can't recommend any particular one, but, there's obviously fenced-in areas and areas you can't go, but there are public areas around the airport that you could go. The motorcade, I don't know where it's going to go, but it probably will take the logical route from the airport to the Tesoro refinery. Line yourself up along the road and put up a lawn chair and get your sign out and have a grand old time. That's what I would do.
I've got prizes for the first person who shoots a picture of the Trump hates Nephila sign back out again.
Yeah, there you go. That guy, too. And Congressman Kevin Cramer, Senators Hoeven, and Senators Heitkamp have all been invited to fly with the president. My understanding is they all are, that they are flying with the president from Washington. You know, there's votes. So everybody's back in Washington, D.C. They obviously fly out, fly back. As that's pretty common courtesy to do that. And I think smart move politically of Senator Heitkamp to take the president up on that. If you don't, you look pretty petty, right? And, you know, she's got a tough, tough job. She's got to look to be like, you know, she doesn't loathe the guy, even though she's voted against him quite often. At the same time, she has her base that does hate him. So she sort of has to, you know, give the, well, you respect the president when he comes to your state and offers you a ride speech, right? So she is she is on that plane, but mighty uncomfortable, put it that way. I don't know any other way to say it. Anyway, let's talk about it. First of all, on tax reform, that's the important work of tomorrow. If you could craft it the way you want it, what would he do? What would pass in the way of tax reform? You tell me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats someday, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it, too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
you,
right?
Yep. No devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton, and you too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
(800) 228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. 701-258-0550. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and text us, 701 This is mine now. 367-2054, 701-367-2054, or Todd, 701-226-8503. A texter says, if the visit of the president is not open to the public, he could just as well stay in D.C. and save us all that money. Spoken like a true common sense North Dakotan. But wait a minute. What's the purpose? I'll tell you the purpose. The purpose is heat. Heat in a state. Tax reform that can revive the economy, the growth rate, is not possible without the support of senators like Heidi Heitkamp or down in South Dakota, or excuse me, Missouri, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, where he was at last. You come into a state, you demonstrate from a particular industry perspective, in this case, Tesoro is hosting this, and they are obviously representing the energy industry, and you'll have strong support from the Petroleum Council and their members on this. And by the way, somebody else has texted now. Tesoro has changed their name to Endeavor? Endeavor? How do you pronounce it? You know, Todd? A-N-D...
Endeavor.
It is, huh? Pronounced Endeavor. Okay.
I mean, I don't work there either, but that's what I keep hearing. So
I've seen that somewhere. I forget where I was at, but I did see something about Tesoro. Tesoro is now Endeavor Logistics or something like that. These companies talk about spending money. I guarantee you Tesoro spent a ridiculous amount of money to change their name to Endeavor. Why? So we could all be confused that it's now Endeavor instead of Tesoro. It makes no sense. But anyway, that good for them. Yeah, probably want to separate it out from the gas stations and whatever, different division, whatever, whatever. Wish they'd have done like Marathon. Marathon just said, okay, one's Marathon Oil, one's Marathon, you know, the other. It doesn't matter. So anyway, I understand the sentiment of the texter saying, hey, just stay in D.C. and save us all the money, but you know, when the president comes, it's big news. It's all over. There's discussion, tax reform. Senator Heitkamp has to go on record as saying, well, I like this, I don't like this. It's all part of the game. It just is. Ronald Reagan. The legacy of Ronald Reagan, what he did for our economy, in no small measure was because of tax reform. So this is a big deal. And we know on the healthcare front, how that was tried, didn't work. And the idea here is to go make the case to the American public. In this case, make the case in front of folks in the industry and get all of us revved up. Hopefully at some point there'll be rallies too. That's an important part of it. George W. Bush did that for Social Security reform. Very important. 800-228-0550. I see it as simply this. We have a punitive tax code. We have one of the higher tax rates in the industrialized world. And if we get this right, get the economy growing, you will chew up the deficit, and you'll grow the pie. More jobs. It's a no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer. What's your take on this? What kind of tax reform do you want? 800-228-0550. Before I do anything else here, I need to tell you a little bit about the New York trip, because I'm getting mucho texts, calls, and emails about it. And if I tell you about it on the radio here, then you won't need to text. You won't need to email. We have a way for you to sign up online this year at grouptravelplanners.com, grouptravelplanners.com. But the trip leaves Monday, November 27th. We have seats reserved out of Bismarck and Fargo. We leave early on Monday, November 27th. We load up the motor coach in beautiful Newark and head for New York City and do a city tour. and check out the famous Cat's Deli. And I'm telling you, that will be a highlight of the trip. The Cat's Deli. When Harry Met Sally Deli. Did you ever see the movie with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a while.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah. Yeah,
and there was a scene in a deli in which she was making some obscene noises, as I recall. Well, they actually have the spot where they sat, but it's a famous little spot. It really is. Cat's Deli. Love it, love it, love it. Tuesday, November 28th, guided tour of America's Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. That's a favorite every year. Top of the Rock. Something to see. Great views. Pier 15 is where we had that night for the Alive After 5 cruise. That's a blast. Wednesday's Fox and Friends, Ellis Island, Carmine's for Dinner, Times Square, and Phantom of the Opera. You'll love that show. St. Paul's Chapel on Thursday. That's the little chapel that stood, the oldest church in New York City, and it was literally right at Ground Zero, and it remains standing to this day when many things around it had crumbled. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum, the One World Observatory. That's really something. You know, 360-degree views in all directions from the top of the One World Trade Center. That's what replaced the Twin Towers. Trump Tower for dinner that night. Radio City Music Hall that night for the Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes. That's a tradition of ours. That's great. Friday the 5th, I'm sorry, the 1st of December, we do Tavern on the Green lunch. Central Park Zoo, which is so fun. A dinner at Ellen's Stardust Diner, a live performance during dinner, really cool. And then the Broadway show that night is beautiful, the Carol King musical. So you got two Broadway shows and the Rockettes, Ellis Island, many meals included. It's just it's phenomenal. Come home on Saturday, December 2nd. GroupTravelPlanners.com. The reason I'm telling you about this, these tickets are going to go fast. We've got people asking us literally since the last trip, hey, when are we going again? I'm not going to miss it this year, so I'm just telling you. We won't talk a lot about it because these tickets will go fast, but I want you to know it's happening. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. My wife Maria and I hosting that. It is an absolute blast. What kind of tax reform does this caller want here?
Scott.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Wake up.
There will be no tax reform.
No?
The do-nothing cowards of the Republican Party won't go along with it. There'll be somebody like McCain or Lindsey Graham or Kevin Cramer or John Hoeven that will oppose it.
Gosh, it must be a miserable life you lead in which you presume the worst before something's even started. I guess it's a way to prevent any disappointment in your life, but I would do something about it if you want it and not assume it's not going to pass. My take, what's yours?
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hundred 228-0550 is our toll free telephone number. Let's go to Sturgis, South Dakota, and Gary for his take. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind?
I was going to say that I recall about 20, 30 years ago when Bush 41 and 43 came to down to Rapid City and Ellsworth Air Force Base, and that aircraft, Air Force One, is pretty impressive to see.
Oh, I tell you, I could stare at it all day long. It's a marvel. It's
just a... You're just excited to go to Bismarck and see a Bush, Trumpster.
I am. I'm honestly excited for North Dakota. I think it's neat when the president, comes. I've been lucky enough to have met him and interviewed him, so I don't feel like I'm, going there to break any ground in that regard. But I just like the fact that he's here, and he's got an important message to the whole country and the economy, and that it's happening from right here. So I like that. I'm disappointed. I really am. I wish that there was some way that there could be an opportunity for more people from North Dakota to see him and take it in. So I'm a little bummed out about that, but I understand these things happen and logistics are what they are. But other than that, no, it's any day the president visits is a good thing.
Yeah, I am too. He should meet with the public and see everyone. I'll see all us Americans out here in the heartland of America.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if if you had a chance to watch any of the president down in Houston on Saturday. I watched a lot of it, and C-SPAN did a pretty good job of just covering everything. Fox News did on Facebook too, and it was pretty inspiring. I think for a guy that's a New York City real estate developer, who now obviously has all the trappings of the White House, it's quite obvious. You get him with the average everyday people that he's just a regular guy. He was very, very, I thought, warm and it was neat. It was really neat. It was hard to watch that and not say, hey, there's a president, who cares? It very, very obvious that he does. So it was pretty cool.
Well, so long from South Dakota.
Good to hear from you, Gary. And I think, by the way, any time a president can be with real people, all the better. It's one of the reasons, if you'll remember, when President Obama came here fairly late in his tenure, what did I say on this very program? This is a good thing. The president's coming here, and you know what? He's going to visit a place that doesn't often receive VIP visitors of that magnitude. And, of course, it was the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and it was Cannonball. And there were, connections between Dave Archambault's sister and one of his top aides. So, it was they got a leg up. But nonetheless, for the young kids down there that had a chance to meet with the president, first lady, who then, by the way, kept the connection and had those kids come back, which I think is pretty cool. It's a good thing, you know. So you just sort of set aside the politics in times like that and say, look, there is a president. Meetings to people who don't often get a chance to meet with a president. It's cool. Ralph in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Just about North Korea and in their possession of a hydrogen bomb. I got mixed feelings on that. As a U.S. citizen, I would have a little bit of fear, but really no more concern than in the 1960s when it was just Soviet Union and U.S. But as a U.S. taxpayer, I feel embarrassed. Because here's some two-bit country that the only way they can raise money is to export coal. And they managed to build a hydrogen bomb, which I would assume was done considerably cheaper than the billions of dollars the United States has spent since the 1940s to develop this. You know, of course, the price of freedom is high. But is it to the point where... I mean, seeing this happen, the U.S. taxpayer apparently has been getting ripped off for 7 years. It just amazes me that this could happen.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting take on the whole situation without question. And you're right. When you think back to the times of bomb shelters, and, you know, there was a time when we were worried about threats just from other places coming. I think the difference this time probably is knowing who has the finger on the button down there in this complete and total whack job and who probably doesn't care much about mutually assured destruction, you know, whereas other leaders may have.
You know, during the 1960s when I was, you know, just a kid, I can remember in the Johnson administration, some political appointee from each county, this is down in Lamoure County, somebody came out and interviewed everyone, came out to our farm. They made an inventory of basements, and maybe others remember this too. And it was done just to get an idea what sort of shelters were out there. You know, what was ever done with that information, I don't know. But that's the extent of Cold War preparation that I can remember in Lamoure County in the 1960s.
What do you think Trump should do? What do you think, how should we react to this? There was a weekend meetings at the United Nations. Nikki Haley, I love this woman. I absolutely love this woman, and she's doing a fabulous job of just speaking English, which is so rare among anybody that has anything to do with foreign policy, right? Just talk about it the way you'd talk about it, you know, if you were at the little cottage cafe in Bismarck, for crying out loud. Just give me plain English, and she did. So I think that's fantastic. But what do you think he ought to do? What should happen?
Sure, okay. Here's my 25 cents worth. I think talk it over with South Korea. If the South Korean military, if they can handle the ground war, if they're willing to sustain casualties, they handle the ground war. The United States will assist with the air war. But they handle the ground war. When North Korea is defeated, the South Korean government administers the government in North Korea until full civil control is achieved. I wouldn't want anything like Iraq, where the United States Army is supposed to be administering governmental control. I don't want that. Well, if the United States would help with the air war for strategic targets, maybe some tactical targets, that's it. The South Korean Army handles the ground war.
And do you think they have the stomach for it, Ralph?
I don't know. South Korea. If the South Korean Army says they can do it, then I think we should attack North Korea. I mean, I'm done. You know, we've been fooling around with them for whenever the Korean War was.
Exactly. You know, and all we do is play footsie, and then they get further and further down the road. Now they're a lot further along than we thought on, the warhead and also the delivery mechanism. So I agree. It's a miserable failure of the United States of government by saying, hey, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of this, hey, and all you do is help them out. It's ridiculous. I even get the sense South Korea doesn't necessarily have the stomach for it, but your plan's not a bad one. How about this? This is one I thought of, but evidently must not be possible. I'd think we'd have done it by now. Wouldn't you think we could send a special, you know, SEAL team in there or something and take out a few of, you know, the key elements right now that are, I mean, they're absolutely brutalizing the people. I mean, these people live in this horrible poverty while a few, you know, succumb to this whack job. Wouldn't you think we could just take out the leadership?
Well, the thing is, you know, when you have political prisoners, when you have political prisoners in a country, you're not going to get any support from them. Because, number one, they don't have arms. They don't have any group formation or anything. And just a SEAL team, this Kim family, I don't know, are there hundreds or thousands of members in this Kim family? You know, just, the people are just brainwashed. If, you know, when their leader dies, they go into hysterics. So I say, do away with them and let God sort them out. And like a South Korean military runs government in that country until civilian control can be achieved, which no doubt there'd be probably a 20-year guerrilla war in North Korea, but it can be defeated if the South Korean military is willing to go along with it. That's the key.
Interesting point. I agree with you, Ralph. I'd be interested in knowing, what they're saying privately. But the president this weekend had a briefing from General Mattis of the Defense Department, as well as the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they made a point to come out and say the president wanted a briefing on all of the military options. There was some incredible rhetoric this weekend. I guess rhetoric's the wrong word because it wasn't just throwing it around. They were saying it like it needed to be said. Pretty incredible. 800-228-0550. Here's a call from Minot.
I was watching TV this weekend, Fox News channel. I seen the president fly into Houston there. Motorcade was all lined up. They all stood there for a while, shook the wrinkles out of their pants, and they jumped in a bunch of Chevrolets, you know. The president rides in a Chevrolet, and away they went. That's what I like, Americana.
Americana. I like it, too. Yeah, that's something to see. It really is. And you don't, you know, again, I'm disappointed that there's not a way for more people to see the president while he's here. That it is, a closed event, if you will, of just sort of industry faithful. I would say this. It's still the president of the United States coming to Bismarck Mandan. 49 other states that would probably be happy to trade places with North Dakota. So, soak it all in, whether it's Air Force One or the motorcade or, you know, whatever. Soak it all in. Get along that motorcade route. Wave those signs. And who knows? And the president just said, whoa, 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 stop the bus. Stop the Suburban. Let's hop out here. You never know. You never know. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? Here's another, we just got off the air.
Yeah, just a real quick comment. Absolutely, the U.S. taxpayers have been being ripped off on every issue forever. But you need to add the whole equation here. We have been the world police. And the last 8 years, we left that vacuum, and now we're dealing with it again because it got out of hand. Take care. Good luck.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for the well wishes there. Scott, it's pretty simple. They need to pass something to put more money in the pockets of the middle-class worker. It sounds cliche. It's the old slogan that we were here so often but rarely see follow-through on. If Trump can't help make that happen, I doubt it'll ever happen again. Our last hope for middle-class tax relief right there, huh? Exactly right. Exactly right. Harold and Reeder, when we come back. What's on your mind continues. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented, and the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over, you've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren on the recently filed lawsuit and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The University of Mary. We're broadcasting from there on Friday, by the way. That's right. Tomorrow in Bismarck for the visit of the president. Looking forward to that. And then, of course, Friday from the Lumen Vitae Center grand opening at the University of Mary. Should be great fun. Next hour, Levi Otis is going to be here from Ellingson & Companies. We're going to talk about water management a little bit. And it's an interesting topic, and there's some great advances happening, and look forward to catching up with Levi on that. James Pinkerton will join me at the bottom of next hour from the Rate Coalition, talking about some of the proposals and details that are out there with President Trump's tax reform plan. So we can start getting into the details, since he's coming here to pitch for it. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Choice at the pump. It's one of the things I love about PetroServe USA. Plus, you own that pump. Kind of nice to fill up when you own the pump, right? But also that choice of everything from E15 to E85, you know? That's how they do it, by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you that choice. In-store great savings always, like the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best, most delicious, fantastic cookies you'll ever eat. Gosh, they're good. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Off to Reeder, North Dakota. Harold, what's on your mind?
Three items on income tax reform. Item number one, reinstitute the income tax averaging that we used to have that Reagan got rid of. Number two, eliminate the carried interest rule, which lets hedge funds tax their regular ordinary income at capital gains rates, saves the rich tremendous amounts of money. Number three, institute a one penny per transaction tax on every Wall Street transaction that happens. Buy or sell.
Now you're adding taxes, though.
Well, tax code. Wall Street don't pay no taxes. Let them start paying a fair share.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you say Wall Street, if Wall Street is every 401K, Wall Street is every retirement fund, you know, all of a sudden you don't think you're going to end up paying that?
Oh, absolutely. Every citizen's going to pay it a little bit. But it's going to be much, much more money. Let me put you like this. The percentage of money that's owned by you or I on a 401K isn't even a pimple on an ant's nose compared to the volume of money that the huge banks and financial interests control and trade daily.
You got me a little worried there when you started talking about a pimple on the ants.
I've heard that one before. To see that.
Yeah, he went with nose, which really was very kind of you, Harold.
Yeah.
You had the sensors a little worried, but you did it. All right, well, good. You've thought this through. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Darlene Beulah. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to know where a person can park on the interstate, where we're going to be allowed to park when the president comes, and is there a way we can get a bus service on board to drop people off along the interstate with our welcome signs? I'm so excited that he's coming, and I want to be there. I want to be a part of it.
Well, help me out here, Todd. If I dropped you off at the airport and said, head for the refinery, how much would be interstate? You're not going to have a ton of interstate there, right? You take probably the expressway over to the interstate. Am I right? You come up from the airport on what? What's the road that goes to you, Mary, there?
It comes back
up.
9th Street.
Okay, so that's 9th, and that comes up to the expressway, right? And then you take the expressway out to the which direction? I guess we're going
to
the
refinery.
Yeah,
west.
You're going to go west, basically, the refinery, and head up a little bit north. But right. I wouldn't go on the interstate because, to me, that's going to be the fastest moving part of the motorcade. We could get our law enforcement friends on, but I'm guessing that's the place they probably would not want you, is along the road on the interstate. I would go, you know, right when he's leaving the airport or closer to the refinery.
So, an expressway. Probably even across the bridge. I mean, you can walk on the bridge with your signs and you know, welcome him going across the bridge. He's going to go.
And he'd probably see you and everything, and you might get a good wave. But if you're like at a corner and you don't know, you know, the exact route, but I bet it's 9th to the expressway, right? So on that corner, you got a fighting chance that that he stops there. So I would just pick a place, and I can't tell you where to go. I have no idea where the motorcade is going. I'm guessing here, but I'm just taking the most logical route. And I would say get to a place that would be the slowest, you know, travel speeds in that particular area, and one that you got a fighting chance that you never know, maybe pops out of the motorcade.
Okay, Thank you.
And don't forget, he's got to come back, right? So the speech is like at 3:05.
Yeah.
That's when it's scheduled. The speech is scheduled for 3:05.
And probably Fox News will be there recording all the people standing on the route, too. You know?
Probably. For sure, if it's close, you know, if it's close to the refinery, you know, because
yeah.
there'll be a lot of media there, no doubt about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Good idea, okay. Darlene. No, I'm glad you're thinking like this. See, you're thinking about how, where can I go? What
hey, I'm
spot?
So proud of North Dakota and that he's coming here. It's just yeah, it's great.
The best. Thanks, Darlene. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. More of your calls. A little water management coming up, and more on tax reform too. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.